This week's parsha, Parshas Naso, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav Dalid. We have the famous Berachos Kohanim, which some have the minug to give this bracha Friday night and Shabbos to the children. I'd like to share with you a little in this insight from the Kli Yakar. To begin with the parasha correctly, the Perek Vav Pasuk Chav Beis, the Pasuk says, Vaydabra Hashem al Moshe Leymar, Dabra al Aroin val Bonov Leymar, Koyisiv Varuchu es Bnei Yisrael, Amor Lahem, say to them, what should you say to them? This is the bracha, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Ponov Elecha Yichuneka, Yisra Hashem Ponov Elecha Yosim Lecha Shalom. We have three different Sukkim here. Yivarecha Hashem, says Rashi, she is baruchu nechasecha. Your nechasim should be blessed. Vishmerecha shlo yavayu alecha shadidim litol mimaincha. You should make sure, it should be, the bracha is, that after you get blessed with your wealth, you shouldn't lose it. Imagine you have a bag which is full of the wealth, but there's a hole in the bottom. It won't last too long. Rashi continues, Shanoisim Matana Lavda, one gives Matana to his Eved, Eina Yochel Lashamra Mikolodim, he can't protect it from everyone, says Rashi. If he came in Shabayim, list him alav, and Naito Noisam Imenu, once the thieves come and take it from him, Mahanoyeshla Bimatana Zu, what is he gaining from this gift if he doesn't have it? Awa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hu Anoisain, Hu Hashemer. But Kodesh Baruch Hu is the giver, and he is the guardian as well. That's what it means, Zivarecha Hashem, Hashem will bless you with your Nechosim, physical wealth, vishmerecha, and he'll guard to make sure that it stays by you. Fahavi midrashim darshu by v'sifri. Next pasuk, Yoyar Hashem pana v'lecha v'yichu neko. Yare lecha, says Rashi, panim soichkois, panim soivois. So Hashem will look at you in a favorable way. V'yichu neko, what does it mean? V'yichu neko, the same vein, v'yitin lecha chein, he'll give you Chain. The next pasuk says Rashi, Yisra Hashem Panav Elecha, Yichbosh Kasa, you hold back his anger. Let's go straight to Kli Yakar, where he says, Yivrechacha Hashem Yishmerecha. Bibir Nusach HaBrocha Yis Rabu Adeyu Yis Yish Ish lefi sichloi yifarshim. There's a lot of mafarshim will explain. Of a yalku timsa harbi deyus yivukosh mamukhoimoi, vein laharech vizichroinim. Look in the yalkut, and he explains a lot on this psukkim. Ach oimer ani derech klal, miyacha shakola brachas maschilim bi yud. Asha hanela mimeno oila lemispa yud, kima heniglo. Ki hanela min hayud hu vav dalid shma mino shekol habrachas kafulos. I'll explain in a second. Ki chelik mihem el aguf chelik mihem el hanosham hanelemes ki shneim bo b'misparam asara ka omer mizal shlosh shutfin ba'adam aviv mizer mazriyad luban sheboy shemimeno gidin atzomes moayach sheberoishay v'tzirponim v'luban shebeinayim harei chamesh ima mazras. Oidem Shaboy, Shemimenu, Oro, Boss of Edom, Visaris, Shachar Shebeinaim, Hari Chamish. Makosh Baruch, Naisim, by Yudvarim, Ruchni, and Vehem, Ruach, and Shomu, a class upon him, Ria Sa'ayin, Shmias Oizen, Vidibur Peva, Hilach Raglaim, Vidas of Bina Haskel, Vaseichel, Vakol. Chof chalokim elu mizbaruchin al yidei she yiso hakoin eser etzba oisov kidei shemin shemayim shemin kola etzba tachul abrocho al chela gashmi aniglo val chela gruchni anista. Let's stop here for a second. I was looking for a period earlier and explain what's going on. The Kli Yakar points out that the brochas begin every single one of them with a yud. Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmirecha, Yoyer Hashem panav elecha v'yichunecha, and Yisa Hashem panav alecha v'yasum lecha shalom. Yud is of Yivrecha, Yud of Ya'er, and Yud of Yisa. Yud, if you spell the letter Yud, you have also another Yud. You have two Yuds in the word Yud. You have a Vav and a Dalet. How do you spell Yud? Yud, Vav, Dalet. So in the letter Yud, there's another 10. There's a Vav and a Dalet. The Kli Yakar explains that there is a external bracha, physical bracha, which we can see, and then there's the internal bracha. The physical bracha is going on the guf, and the internal, the hidden bracha, nelam, is going on the neshama. Just like there's the yud, which we can see, of Yivarechacha, of Ya'er, of Yisa, so too there's the part of the yud, which is nelam, the vav and the dalid, which equal 10, they are hidden. That's referring to the bracha on the neshama. And then he tells us that we know there are shloshet shutvin ba'adam. There are three partners in the creation of man. There's the father, the mother, and of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The father gives five physical parts to the person. The mother gives five physical parts to the person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives 10 spiritual parts to the person. The bracha of the Yivrechacha, Ya'er, and Yisa, as we says, referring to the physical parts, and Hashem gives the neshama. What are the physical parts? Says the Gemara, Nida Daf Lamed Aleph, Shlosh Shutvin Ba'adam, there are three partners in the man, in the creation of a person. The father gives the Lubin Shaboy, the white, because of the white of the eye, Shemimenu Gidin, the sinews, Vatsomis, and the bones, the Moyach, and the brain, and the head, Vitsipanaim, and the fingers, the fingernails, the Lubin, Shebeinaim, and the white of the eyes, as we said. You have five. Imai, you have the, from the mother, you have the R, the skin, the basar, and the flesh, the dam, the dam, the blood, the siris, and the hair, the shachar shebeinayim, and the black of the eye. Another five. HaKadosh Baruch Hu naisim boy yudvar and ruchniim. What are the 10 ruchniyas things Hashem gives us? The ruach, the neshama, the klaster panim, the riyas ayin, the ability to see with the eyes, shmiyas oizen, to hear with the eyes, these are called ruchniyas. The dibur peh, to speak, is called the ruchniyas dikah inyan. The hiluch raglayim, how do you like that? The hiluch raglayim is called a spiritual gift from Hashem. The das, ubina, the haskel, and the seichel, the deyabina and the seichel, the knowledge and the understanding, intuition. Then from this we have a total of 20. The chol chaf chalokim, elum is barchin alidei sheyisa koyin esetz ba'isov. When the Kohen picks up his 10 fingers like we just had yesterday and the day before in Shavuos, that from those 10 fingers, tochul abracha al chela gashmi haniglo, that the physical parts, the gashmias, will be blessed, v'al chelak ruchni anister, and the hidden parts as well. V'gimel yudin, hainu, the three yuds, Shishim kineged shishim oisyo shibachola brochis, ashaleim darshu, posuk shishim gigwarim savivla. We have the three yods, Yivarechacha, Ya'er, and Yisa. And then we have in each yod, we also have Yishmerecha, right? Yimchunecha, and Yosem. And then we have, in each yud, we have 20. It comes out to 60. So he says that, Kneged, the 60 oisiyos, the letters Shibachol Abrachas Asher Aleim Darshu and Yalkut tells us Shishin Gibayrim Saviv'lo. We have like 60 Gibayrim around us protecting us. According to the Malachim, according to some, the Gimel Yudin Haynu Shloishim. V'nismachu l'stam nazir shloishim yoyim. We had earlier that stam nazir is the average nazir is how long? We said for 30 days. The Gimel Yudin over here comes near the parasha of the nazir. Come to Bimram is the yud of Yerecha, yud of Yoyer, and yud of Yisa of 30. To Bimram is to the 30 days of a nazir. This is the first pshat that the Kliyaka shares with us. A bit of a deeper insight into what we're saying over here. Well, at least the Kohen over here is telling us when he gives us the bracha of Birchas Kohanim, and that people give the bracha as well on the Friday night. He says now, Atzad HaRemez, Yish Nefarish Shloisha Brachas Eilu, these three brachas can be Aderech Shepirashi L'maylam Parashas Yisrael on the Medrash Ha'oymesh Shemitchilo Kor HaKosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Bas. First, HaKosh Baruch Hu called us a Bas, a daughter. V'achakach Achos, like from Shir Shirim. Then, a sister. V'achakach Eim, and then a mother. Ki kol ze meira al ha'mem sholo ki mitchilo Kor HaBas Shemistom ha'av Moishel al-bas. Because most probably the father is ruling over the daughter, in charge of the daughter. V'hu l'maylo. Abbas l'mata, he's in charge of the daughter. Ha'kein Amar Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Hashem will give you the bracha. V'yishmerecha, they guard over you. The memshala, the protection. Shetimshach shefa ha'brachis melamaylo. The brachas will come from above. Ki hu shomrecha. Because he is guarding over you. And every guard is on top of that which he's guarding from. That's why at first we referred to in Shir Hashirim as the Bas. And Hashem is the Shomer, Hashem is the guardian. When you go to lie down, Hashem is, what we say is by the Krishma Lamita, Hashem is Tishmor Alecha, he's guarding over you. Many examples like this. Yar panav, Yar Hashem panav elecha. Then we call Hashem refers to us in Shir HaShirim to like a sister. Why? Yar Hashem panav elecha. Hashem looks at you in a positive countenance, like one does towards a sister. Bamadchon the negdai panim upon him. Like face to face. Where you have face to face. Kederech kabbalas halavano eiro minachama ba'amden the negdo. The whole light of the moon comes from the sun, as we all know. Then we are referred to as the aim, the mother who rules over the daughter. So the tzaddik rules over the yiras Hashem. When the tzaddik has yiras Hashem, he rules over his guf. The tzaddik with yiras Hashem rules over his guf. When Avraham Avinu said, Rak ein yiras Hashem v'makom hazeh, ein yiras Elokim. Right? Hashem said, Avraham said, I can't stay here in this land because there's no yiras Hashem. K'mo she'eini habas nesuyas ala'eim, just like the mother, the daughter lifts her eyes to the mother. Kach yisa Hashem panav elecha kiviyachol. So too yisa Hashem panav elecha. Hashem will like look up to you. Yisa Hashem, you look up to Hashem. Yisa Hashem panav elecha kiviyachol. Ve'in laharich v'dvar melu avon nechuchim heim le'moitzei das. So the Kliyaka says the one who's a moitzei das, the one that stands this, they're understandable. I'm not sure if I'm a moitzei das, but on the basic level of what he's saying, which is not basic, he's telling us that there are three different levels where a relationship exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what each pasuk is referring to, a different relationship between us and Hashem. I want to share with you a couple of midrashim before we end. And the first one is from Medrash Chaseiros v'Yaseiros, And he tells us like this, in the Pasuk, V'yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom V'chulei, Loma Birchas Kohanim Rishayna. In Pasuk Rishayna, how come there are three Tevais? Why does the first Pasuk have three Tevais, three words? Says the Medrash, Kineged Sholosh Ovois Oilom, Kineged Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Kach HaKoyin Oimer Lehem Yisrael, HaKoyin is like telling Klai Yisrael, Yizkor, remember! HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris Shloish Ovois. It's like the Koyin is telling Klai Yisrael to remember that the treaty, the Bris, Avram Vinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does the second Bracha have five words? V'loma Bracha Shnia Chamesh Tevois Kineged Chamesh Achum Shei Torah. Corresponded to Chamisha Chumshi Torah. Shebeschus Ovois, because of Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov, we merited the Chamisha Chumshi Torah. Shenemar, as it says, Be'er Chafaruha Sorim Kruha Nidive Yom. This was all the way at the end in Parshas Chukas and Perek Yilches. Be'er Chafaruha Sorim. The Be'er, the well, Chafaruha, who was dog, Sarim, the officers, Karua, Nedivi Ha'am. Rashi says over there in Perik Yudches, in Perik Chafal of Pasuk Yudches, in Parshas Chukas, Zoisi HaBe'er Asher Chafaruha Sarim, Moshe Va'aron. Who are the Sarim here? Referring to officers of Moshe and Aaron. They made this well. The Kach HaKoyin says the Medrash Oimer Lohem, Asu Ma Shekosu B'Torah, fulfill that which was assessed in Torah. Shinina B'Zchus Shlosh Ovois, that was given because of the Ovois. Why does the third bracha have seven words? V'loma bracha Shlishis Sheva Tevois, Kenega Shiva Rekim, corresponding to the seven levels of the heavens. She HaKoyin Oimer Lohem HaGosh Baruch Hu, She Baruch Shiva Rekim Yivarech Eschem. And Hashem created the seven heavens, give a bracha to them. Just a couple more midrashim I want to share with you. Just going to backtrack 1 second in the previous pasuk. We're not all kohanim, and not everybody has the minute to give the brachas of Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, but we can all fulfill this, the words of this medrash. The pasuk says, "Daber al Aaron v'al banav leimar koyse varachu esben savarachu esben eyisel amar lahem." You shall say to them. Says the medrash, "Amar is malay." The word "amar" can be spelled aleph mem resh. It's spelled aleph mem vav resh. Why is it spelled with a vav? Says the medrash, "Amar is malay." V'nakud patach. Komatz, the Zebalam Denu, it's coming to teach us, Shitzorech Adam Litain Sholom Lechaver Bepeh Molai. A person has to give a greeting to his friend, Sholom, with a Peh Molai. What does a Peh Molai mean? Not just saying the words, but as I see these, I'm saying this over, I have in my head, I'm not going to say who it is, a certain person, when he says hello to someone, he looks at the individual. He looks. He stops. He pauses. He gives the respect. And you feel like $1 million. I don't really know what it means to feel like $1 million, but that's what I think it means to feel like $1 million. You feel like $1 million. A pemole. You give a hello with a complete face, a complete mouth, a complete countenance. If we turn to the Medrash in Chukas on the Pasuk Be'er Chafarua, the Mechilta tells us in Mishalach, Beschus mi zachu Yisrael le'Be'er, and what merit did Klai Yisrael get this Be'er? L'lamedcho shebemidosh odem moide ba moidin loy. The same way a person deals, mida k'neged mida, that's how Hashem will reward him. If I'd have to ask you in the schus of who did we get the be'er, I think we would all say who? Miriam. Right? That's what we're always taught. Chazal tell us as well. It's not wrong. Says the Mechilto, Mishalach, Mesechta Aleph, Psichta. But Avram Ksiv, it says by Avram Avinu, Yukach no ma'at mayim. This is what we said earlier. By the first piece we gave on the Nazir, by the Chesed by Avram Avinu, Yukach no ma'at mayim. Ma'akodesh Baruch Hu, Hello, Levona, Vesaber, Bamidbar, Shnema Oz Yashir, Yisrael, Asashira, Zois, Ali, Bera, and Ula, Be'er, Chafaru, Sarim, Medarishla, Darisham, Shenitno, Beschus, Avraham. You know why we had the Be'er? Yes, Beschus Miriam, but it came before that also. Beschus Avraham. He says, Yukach no mat mayim. Offered a little water. That little water gave that schus to Klai Yisrael to have the Be'er. And with this we'll end. Davar Acher, Baruch HaMokon Baruch Hu Shemashalim Lo Yavav Leirei Yoschar, because Baruch Hu gives reward to those who deserve. Derech Ha'aretz Bo'ilam Hazeh V'keren Kayemus Lo Yilam Haba Shebeschar Kitan Shamayim Sherochatzu Ragleim Malachi Asharei Seitz Al-Avram Vinu Noslam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'er Yisrael Arboim Shonim Bamidbar. Says that Seyd Eliyahu Rabba elaborates on this medrash that we just mentioned. Then the schus that Avram Avinu washed the Malachi Asharei's the feet of the Arabs, that they were in the appearance of Arabs, we merited to have the Be'er for 40 years. Ketzad Bizman Shah Yisrael Oysim Son Shel Mokom Ha'isam Ashkemes V'Halechas V'Neivas B'Mokom Shah Yisrael Shruyin. When we did the will of Hashem, the Be'er, it went and it watered and it did everything it had to do. Like cruise control, didn't have to do anything. But when we didn't do the will of Hashem, it came an hour late, depending on what the Aveir was. It was late, it tarried until people went out and the Talmid Chacham went out and they said, Ali Be'er. Ali Be'er. Beschus Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Ali Be'er. Beschus Moshe v'Aaron and Miriam. V'achar kach ha'isa ha'ilechas v'neivas. Ben shiftoi shel Yehudu l'shiftoi shel Yisachar. Shenemar be'er chafaruha sarim. V'isa shah ha'isa simcha gadoi l'Yisrael. Migdoi lehem v'ad k'taneihem. The Medrash, of course, is telling us the Mida Keneged Mida. What we saw maybe is a little act. Who would have thought the schus of Avram Avinu washing the feet, we would merit to generations later. And he brings down the more midrashim on this. We're not going to get into it now. The seven generations. The schus of the little act by Avram Avinu, which of course was not such a little act. The Mida Keneged Mida. We have for 40 years the Be'er in the Midbar. The lesson for us to take out, we never understand Hashem's ways. All we know is that if we follow in the ways of Hashem, Hashem will reward us and our descendants as well. Have a good Shabbos.